This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. In May, the Capital Region lost a local sports broadcasting legend, and WKAR lost a close friend. For 39 years, Earl Robinson was the host of WKAR's Sports Talk until his retirement in 2013. Earl passed away May 11th at the age of 71. This weekend, Earl Robinson's life will be celebrated at an event taking place at Reno's East Sports Bar in East Lansing. To learn more, I'm joined by Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports. Thanks for joining us, Al.
Of course, Karel. Thanks for having me, man.
For those that are unaware of Earl's work in the community, tell us about who he was.
Well, Earl Robinson, as you just mentioned, he was a longtime voice here in the mid-Michigan area, hosting Sports Talk, originally started by Earl Robinson and Jim Adams. Also, rest in peace of the great Jim Adams. But, you know, they started the Sports Talk format, one of the very first people to start the Sports Talk format here in the mid-Michigan area. Also, as you mentioned, it lasted for 39 years. Also, even before hosting the Sports Talk program, Karel, Robinson, you know, he started his career here at WKAR actually hosting a jazz music program. And, you know, he developed a reputation as really a professional and a guy that you can really relate to on the air. So his legacy goes all the way back, man. It really does.
And as Earl's successor here at WKAR, Al, what impact did he have on you personally?
Oh, a major impact. You know, Earl was one of the very first people in the business here locally that I met. You know, I was a student here at Michigan State University, and I'll never forget my sophomore year during my sports reporting 2 class, Earl Robinson was one of the speakers who came in and talked to the students. And I remember after the class, I went up to Earl, and, you know, for anybody that met Earl, it was like you had known him your whole life. He had that kind of personality, just the nicest guy in the world. I met him as a student, reached out to him, and he became like a mentor of mine. And during the transition, when he retired from WKAR and I came in, you know, we sat down and we kind of just kind of planned out, and I picked his brain on how to do sports talk radio, because I previously had virtually no experience. So Earl was a huge mentor of mine and always guiding me in this position.
Right. This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, about the upcoming celebration of life for longtime sports broadcaster Earl Robinson. Al, what are the details for the life celebration event?
Yes, so this Saturday at 11 a.m., that's when the event will start. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are inviting the public out to come and celebrate Earl for 3 hours. And the list is so extensive when it comes to speakers, Karel. I mean, we have many of his friends and family speaking, some of his listeners as well. We have almost 30 speakers that will be speaking on Saturday. But from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reno's East Sports Bar in East Lansing, right off Abbott Road, come on out. It's going to be a great early evening.
There's going to be some pretty big names speaking as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we got Tom Izzo on camera. You know, Tom won't be able to make the event, but Tom Izzo, head men's basketball coach here at Michigan State. You know, we got him on camera for about 3 minutes speaking. Our very own station manager, Susie Elkins, will be sharing some words. She worked alongside Earl for a long, long time. Our very own Scott Pohl, the same thing with him of WKAR News. Scott will be sharing some thoughts and memories. And, you know, other local coaches, other media personalities here in the area will be showing up. We got some even flying in just for that occasion. Going to be a great time, Karel.
And I've heard there was a reason for choosing to hold the service at Reno's.
Definitely, because Reno's is one of his spots in East Lansing. You know, whenever he needed to prep something or prep for the show, I'm told by many that he would go to Reno's East and sit there with some popcorn and just relax and get to work. So that was one of his favorite spots. So it's fitting that we're doing it there.
And before I let you go, Al, is there a favorite Earl Robinson memory that you can share?
Definitely. You know, I'll tell you what. One of the last things he told me after we had like the first episode of Current Sports, it was kind of like a passing of the torch episode. He was my quote unquote guest. I was really his guest for that first show. And we went out to eat at a local spot here in the area. And right before we got up to say our goodbyes, he said, "You know what, Al? When they told me you were being hired, one of the very first thoughts I had was, I'm glad they went with another brother." That's what he said. "I'm glad they went with another brother." And we had a chuckle at that. So he will be missed, man. He certainly is.
That's fantastic. We've been speaking with WKAR's Al Martin about the upcoming celebration of life for longtime broadcaster here at WKAR, our friend Earl Robinson. The celebration will take place this Saturday at Reno's East Sports Bar in East Lansing from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, you can visit WKAR.org. Al, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Kirill. Thank you for having me, man.
You are listening to All Things Considered on WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. For the latest Michigan news, visit WKAR.org. I'm Kirill Vega.